Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So Numbers chapter 21 verse 4 to verse 9. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes or hates this worthless bread." Verse 6, "So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpent from us.' So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived." Hallelujah. So we are discovering the Lord Jesus in the pages of the Bible because he is the Word of God. And if the Bible is the Word of God, then Jesus Christ must be on every page of the Bible. So we are looking at the Lord Jesus Christ in Numbers chapter 21. If you read from the book of John chapter 3 and then verse 13, or we'll take it from verse 14, you will see that this bronze serpent that we just read about is actually referring to the Lord Jesus. So John chapter 3 and then verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." So you see from verse 14, John chapter 3 verse 14, that the serpent that Moses lifted up on a pole in the wilderness actually refers to our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's quickly summarize the story. Israel is moving from Egypt to the promised land. Egypt being a type of the world system, and then the promised land being a type of the kingdom system that God has got for his people. So their journey is symbolic of our journey also from the world system to the kingdom system that God has got for us. I want us to understand that God likens our lives on this earth to the journey of the people of Israel, where they are moving from Egypt to the promised land. And so we can take a lot of lessons from this scripture, where we have an incident that took place in the life of the people of Israel. What took place was that when they got to a certain part in the wilderness, they became very discouraged because God was taking them through a long route. But because of that, they murmured against God, and God sent fiery serpents, verse 6, to bite them. Fiery serpents to bite them. So they were dying. Because of that, they repented and said that Moses should pray that God would take away the serpents from them. And that is really what happened. God asked Moses to raise a fiery serpent on a pole so that when the people who were bitten looked at it, they would live and not die. So Moses did that, and the Bible says that anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, the person lived. Hallelujah. Now I want us to know that the sin of these people was that they murmured against Moses and against God, actually. And the punishment of the sin was that fiery serpents, snakes, came into the camp and started biting the people. That was the punishment. And they prayed to God that God would take away the punishment. That's a serpent bite, because they felt sorry for their sin. So instead of God taking the fiery serpent away from the camp, the snakes away from the camp, he told Moses to erect a bronze snake on a pole so that all those who were bitten and they were dying from the venom or poison of the snakes can look at the bronze snake which is on the pole, and then they will live. Now I want us to understand that Jesus Christ is the one that if we look up to, we will be free from the punishment of our sins. Hallelujah. So Jesus actually does not only free us from sin, but he also frees us from the punishment of our sins. Because ladies and gentlemen, when you offend somebody and the punishment is, say, you should weed, and the person says, I've forgiven you, but he goes ahead to tell you to weed, then there is something wrong with the forgiveness. Because if you are forgiving me, the punishment, it must affect the punishment. I shouldn't weed. Because if I'm weeding, then it is as equal to the fact that I have sinned. So if you have taken away my sin, then I should not weed. I should not be punished for the sin. I hope you understand that. Hallelujah. Because sin has got punishment. It has got wages. The highest punishment is death. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So the highest price you pay for sin is for you to die. This death is both spiritual and physical. It is separation from God. That is what the highest punishment of sin is. All right? So if Jesus Christ frees us from the sin, then he should also free us from the punishment of the sin, so that we are not separated from God, whether in life or in death. Hallelujah. In other words, whether I live physically or I die physically, I should not be separated from God. Hallelujah. And that is a blessing that we have under Jesus. But many believers are ignorant of the fact that Jesus taking away our sins on the cross, he also took away the punishment for our sins on the cross. Look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and then verse 6b. Isaiah 53, verse 6b says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. God laid on Jesus the iniquity of all of us. The sins of all of us was put upon the Lord Jesus. So this is Jesus carrying away our sins. Look at the same chapter, verse 8. He says that he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. For the transgression, or for the sins of my people, was he stricken. So apart from the fact that God laid on him the iniquity of us all, he was also stricken or punished for the iniquity. Hallelujah. So Jesus took away our sins. He also took away the punishment for our sins. And that is the picture that we see in the book of Numbers chapter 21. Let's go back to Numbers chapter 21. Because in Numbers chapter 21, there is some punishment going on in the camp of Israel. In other words, there is some punishment going on earth. And then, the remedy to the punishment is that there is a bronze snake which is erected on a pole. I want you to see an electricity pole that has been erected in the camp. And right on top of the electricity pole is a bronze serpent. Hallelujah. This is a picture of the death of Jesus Christ on a pole or on the cross. It's a prediction that somebody is going to come who will be the solution to the punishment of sins on earth going on in the camp. So get the picture. From the top, Jesus Christ is hanging. And then in the camp or below, which is a picture of the earth or your life, punishment is going on for sins. And the Bible says that as long as you lift up your eyes and look to Jesus on the cross, that he bore your sins and bore the punishment of your sins, then you will not suffer the consequences of your sins. Then no death will take place. But when you look at it, you shall live. Hallelujah. So God does not want people to bear the punishment for their sins. Hallelujah. He wants them to be free. Why? Because the punishment was borne by Jesus. In the Bible, bronze symbolizes judgment, just as gold symbolizes leadership, excellence, you know, rulership. And silver symbolizes redemption or salvation. Similarly, bronze symbolizes judgment. So the bronze serpent on the electricity pole is a judge serpent. In other words, Jesus was judged with our sins on the cross, on the pole. And as long as we recognize that he has been judged for my sins, then we receive relief. We receive release. We receive softness for our sins, or from the punishment of our sins. Hallelujah. We will come back to this, but I want us now to look at some sources of punishment for sin. Our four sources of punishment for sin. The first one is God. The first one is God. God. So God so hates sin, but he loves the sinner. He so hates sin that he has judged sin. All right? So anytime there is sin in a person's life, in a believer's life, there can be judgment coming on that person. But the person must know that Jesus bore the judgment. If the person does not believe that Jesus bore the judgment, then the judgment can as well come. But if the person knows, believes, he's a believer, that Jesus Christ bore his punishment, then you cannot have any punishment from God. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Actually, what God does to us, His children, believers, is that He corrects us or He trains us. And we can find that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and then from verse 5. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. God corrects His people. And Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that the correction may seem like it is God who is punishing us, but it's not a punishment. It's like your child has done something wrong and you are correcting your child. The child will feel that, oh, my father is punishing me. But it's not actually a punishment. It is a child training so that the child will live a righteous life or do the right thing next time. Okay, so look at verse 5. And have you forgotten the exhortation that speaks to you as sons? My son, do not despise the chastening. The Greek word is the child training of the Lord. Nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens, or He trains, He corrects, and scourges every son whom He receives. The word scourge is like to lash. Okay? Every son that He receives, He lashes the son. You see, but the lash is not a punishment. The lash is a correction. Hallelujah. So if you read on to verse 11, you will see that the Bible says that no child training seemed to be joyous for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. All right? So initially, when you are undergoing child training, it's like God is punishing you. But the right understanding is that it's not a punishment from God for the believer who believes that Jesus bore the punishment of his sins. It is a correction, a child training that God gives to his children that he loves. Now, this is not something that you should resist. Child training says that don't despise it. Rather, submit yourself to God's corrections or child training. If he rebukes you, he says something to you to correct you, you should not be discouraged. The Bible says you should understand, have the understanding that it is because God loves me, that is why he is rebuking me. All right, he's saying something to my face that seems to be hurting me now, but it's not a hurt, it's not a punishment. It's a correction so that I would do the right thing and practically lead a righteous life. Okay, so that is the first thing that I'll talk about. The second thing is that you can have society punishing you. Societal punishment. Because we live in a society. The believer lives in a society. So when he breaks the societal law, the law must rule. We call it the rule of law. And the law must punish the believer. Okay? So that is something that happens also. When you break the law, like you don't have to go through the red light, and you drive through the red light and the police catch you, you should face the law. All right, you should face the law. This one is society imposing punishment upon you. It is not necessarily punishment from the Lord or from God. Actually, not all societal punishment really comes from the Lord, because some of the punishment are so harsh that it dehumanizes human beings. Like somebody commits an offense, he goes to steal, and he's put into jail. If they give you a picture of the jail in Ghana, you understand that God will not put any human being over there, because the situation in our jails, mainly it dehumanizes the person. Actually, places like the jail are supposed to be correctional facilities where people who are dysfunctional are corrected. But from society to society, these things differ. But sometimes the punishment for some offenses are too harsh, you know, that they can't be coming from God. And sometimes the way that the punishment is administered, you see, it gives a picture that the thing is, you are totally out of the human race. Certainly, that cannot come from God. Hallelujah. So although there are societal laws, it's not every societal law that is really from God or is administered by God. Hallelujah. So when society imposes punishment on you because you have broken the law, and you recognize that Jesus has taken your sins and then the punishment of your sin, you can go to God and you can say, God, society has imposed this jail term or this punishment on me, but because of Jesus who bore the punishment for my sin, Lord God, may I be free from this punishment that society is imposing on me. Hallelujah. And God can free you from societal law. Hallelujah. Don't we have presidential pardon? Yes, we do. Don't we have the president having a prerogative of mercy, so that although you have committed a crime, he says that I am the president, I release you. Isn't God a higher authority who can say that although your societal law says this, yet I am the Lord, I am releasing you, exercising my prerogative of mercy. Hallelujah. God can free us from societal law. So I don't want you to take in every societal punishment that comes upon your life. No. Take it to the higher court. Take it to the judge and let Jesus plead your case. He will tell God that I bore his sin and I bore the punishment of this sin. So Lord, commute the punishment. Hallelujah. To something else. Praise the Lord. So we shouldn't take societal punishment just like that. I remember a case in point in Acts chapter 16 where Paul and Silas were wrongly thrown into jail. And at midnight they were praising the Lord. The other prisoners, the Bible says that they heard them. Now, at midnight, when the earthquake came, the earthquake shook the whole prison. Not just the cell where Paul and Silas were. It shook the whole prison. And it releases the handcuff on Paul's hands, Silas's hands, and the hands of all the prisoners who were there. It broke the lock of the cell door that Paul was in, and broke all the locks of the other prisoners. Some of them have committed murder, I am inclined to think. Some of them have committed rape. Some of them have done very bad things. Yet, when the relief came, when the release came, it wasn't just on the innocent, Paul and Silas. It was on everybody in the prison. Can you imagine? Human society, they put all the prisoners who have committed bad things, beat their wife, killed their wife, and they have put them in chains, locked them behind bar, and then God works a miracle and opens them. What is God saying? That they can go? Hallelujah. I want to suggest to you that not every societal punishment, which should actually be a correction, is from God or administered by God. Hallelujah. Because of that, you can look to the cross, look at the electricity pole that the giant serpent is on, and the giant serpent is going to relieve you from societal law. It can apply to your workplace. Hallelujah. When you, if you should do something which is not right, you can go to the cross. You can look on the cross. There should be judgment, disciplinary action taken against you. You know, in the camp, the fairy serpents were biting the people. There was judgment. But he says, if only you can look at the electricity pole in the middle of the camp, in the middle of your workplace, you can see it. The Bible says that your punishment will be alleviated. Hallelujah. So you should always plead the fact that Jesus Christ was a bronze serpent. He was judged with your judgment. Hallelujah. So that you are free from the judgment. I must say that the people of Israel asked God to take away the fiery serpents from them. But God did not take it away. The serpents and the snakes were still in the camp, still biting the people. But he put a solution over there, a more authoritative serpent that can swallow all the serpents that were bringing judgment and snake bites to the people in the camp, the people who are sent. Okay? So that tells us that God will not necessarily take away societal punishment from there, from us. But if only we are going to look to the solution and apply the solution to the punishment that is there, it will make the punishment become a white elephant in your life. You understand that term? It means that it is there, but it doesn't bite. Or the venom, the bite has been taken away. Hallelujah. And that is how God wants us to see or administer the fact that Jesus has been judged. He wants us to look at it and apply it to our situation. Hallelujah. So the punishment can be coming to the believer who has sinned, but he should look at the electricity pole. Mr. Mills, please take her away. Don't let her come back again. He should look at the electricity pole and then please, Mr. Mills, tell the people they shouldn't allow any child to come again under no circumstance. All right? Thank you. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's move on. So I've given you how many points? Punishment from God, punishment from society. Number three, you can have punishment administered by your own self. In other words, you can punish your own self. You can say to your own self that I don't deserve any blessing from God because I have sinned. I don't deserve for God to lift me up because my Christian life is not wonderful. Do you know what is happening? You are looking at yourself. You are not looking at the one who is your life. You are not looking at the one who led that perfect life for you, because his life is your life. Hallelujah. So if you look at yourself, you will say that you do not deserve any good thing from God. If you look at the way you are administering your life, you will think that you do not deserve any good thing from God. But if you look at Jesus, who led your life for you. You look at Jesus, the perfect one, who led a perfect life for you, and he says that what I did is for you, then you will know that because of him, I am entitled to every blessing of God. Not because of my works, but because of his works. Not because of my performance, but because of his performance. Hallelujah. You need to understand this so that you will apply the bronze serpent on the pole to your life. Because if you sit down and you will say that, well, whatever thing God has got for me will come to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. That's not how the kingdom system works. The kingdom system draws our attention to Jesus. He always makes us to remember the cross. You always do this as often. He says, I remember my death. Remember me on the cross. Because when you remember me on the cross, then you can apply what I did for you to your situation. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.